It feels like I'm here only to create chaos. So I wouldn't say bear with me, but bear with me if you're here, especially if you start to listen to this. I mean, you're doomed. So yeah, it's like 11-ish in the evening. 11-ish. Look me sideways. Anywho, like you know that bloody moment when you just like had a bunch of ideas and you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna talk about this. About that, then you turn on the microphone, just like everything evaporates. And you're like, well, fuck, where was I? Okay, I mean, okay, there is one thing. Like, I'm bored out of my mind whilst my poor illustrator is overworked, especially with my commissions right now. I'm just bored of, yeah, I'm just being a menace at the moment. I'm so sorry, you know. Sorry, not sorry. Like, I mean, I hope it helps. Every little helps, you know, like test case. But hey, genuinely, I have been kind of like thinking over, you know, I've done some things in the past days that I'm like, you know, genuinely people are like, I've done things in past days that I'm not happy about or like I'm not proud of. Bitch, I've done shit I'm really proud of. I'm just genuinely like happy about, like, you know, in the case of like baby steps towards like something cool, did it. Freaking nailed it. And right now, like, I just have this, I wouldn't say suffering, but occasional discomfort created by my leg. Because my leg is just genuinely like trying to be bitchy and shit. And it feels like it's kind of like in between getting numb and having pins and needles, and simultaneously it's being like it's freezing. The freaking situation is weird. Like, I just, well, I had to remove the cast today for the sake that I had to go and freaking wash up, for fuck's sake. Because like being a dirty bitch, it's kind of cool in a bad sense, but not in a physical sense, bro. So, like, I mean, actually, I have like now two scars on the sides of my leg, and it looks like, you know, the kind of sausage that you see in a shop that's kind of like, you know, like with a bunch of like layers that's kind of like tied up with a string. I got two small kind of like stretches of my skin right now that look like that. So, one is shorter than the other. They still look funny. And the weird case for me is genuinely that there's like so much fucking metal in my leg. It's like, although it's industrial and funny right now, it's just cold. It's just genuinely like I'm like I had to remove the cast today because like I went to the bathroom and you know, as like as any decent human fucking being. Once you're there, you're just trying to put some freaking, you know, I don't know, plastic over it, something, wrap it up so the water is not getting in. Dumb ass such as me, I got the water in. And so my fucking cast is like getting wet and shit. And that bitch is like taking ages. I mean, ages to dry out. Like, I'm not kidding. And like, it gets heavier with like absorption of water because like, past. But yeah, like not happy. Okay, let me just grab a pair of slippers because like, I don't know why, but you know, like, it's fuck, I'm sweating. Got a slippers on, but fuck, I'm sweating. Yeah, the amount of effort it needs. But yeah, there you go. Also, like, let me fiddle up with this one so it feels a bit of give me a second. It's just a bit of okay, this caterpillar got out. Cool. I can breathe again. But yeah, genuinely, I have been, oh my god, actually, what is this magic? I'm just kind of realizing that it feels like my leg is just kind of like either connected to something or like just the bare weight of the slipper on the kind of like leg. It's blown it a bit so it's not feeling too cold. I don't know what happens. It's not even ice, like, you know, insulation. It's like, oh my God, magic. Anywhere, yeah. Preparations, bro. It's like, it's vital to have decent preparations, but like, I literally have thermos around me. For the sake that it's really hard to go back and forth in the kitchen to bring any fucking liquids, so that's why you have literally thermos with hot water next to you all the time. Tough luck. But hey, happens. So, leg, actually. If we're not going from too far away about it, I mean, I always thought that, like, you know, my leg adventure, in general, began the moment when I twisted my leg when I was, like, 13, 14 years old. And, like you know, like the properly, like, the bones were twisted in my knees. The knee caps kind of, like, went sideways. And then they went back in, which caused me a shock to fall, basically, like, conscious, like, you know, lose consciousness. Like, survive getting freaking, whatchamacallit, impaled by, like, you know, old USSR, like, chair, because I fell on it and just, like, flipped over with its legs being upwards, and I fell on top of it, like, and, like, when I came back to, the legs were just, like, near my fucking ears and shit, and I just fell in between the legs, so it was, lucky. But yeah, like, that shit, I was thinking, like, because of that, like, you know, a whole lot of my stuff begun. But no, my dad, like, kindly reminded me that there is actually, like, a moment in time, which was years prior, which launched a whole shit cake. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Even I was like, you know, like, I spoke to him, I think, yesterday. It wasn't. And he was telling me about it, and I was like, nah! Basically, we started to speak about it, firstly, because my uncle sent, like, a bunch of videos from 1997, 98, 2000s, when I and my brother, like, you know, my cousin, were still kids, and we're, like, you know, having an age gap of 15 hours. He's older than me, 15 hours, bitch. Anyway, so, like, I'm having these videos with, like, you know, my younger dad in there, my younger uncle in there, mom, like, you know, parents, my grandpa who's died, you know, and I'm seeing him, and I was, like, bawling out here the first time I saw the videos, and I was just like, oh my God, grandpa. But then I saw the other videos when he's just plastered, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm good. Like, I remembered what came with that. Okay, I'm fine. It's like, we're good. Because of that, I was like, oh yeah. And I sent the whole kind of, like, lot. I had to really, like, download it through VPN because, like, like, we're having issues in Russia. Oh my God, without VPN, where the fuck are you going to go? So I had to, like, download it and then re-upload it to another cloud to share it with Dad. And he saw it and he was like, oh, it's growing so much. And he's like, just genuinely telling me, like, oh my God, I feel so regretful for the sake that I left you guys when I left you guys. And, like, that whole thing propelled you, like, with you falling on top of, basically, he said, armatura, you know, with my knee onto that, which is basically, like, steel. You know, when you're kind of, like, putting in the housing, you know, like, the base of the house, there's kind of, like, steel rods, and there's cement. And basically, the poking of the steel rods, that's armatura. And he said, like, you fell on that. And I was like, no, I didn't. Like, nah, did not happen. And he's like, did. And I'm like, what the fuck did that mean? Like, you know. And he's like, you were jumping from the top of, like, garages in the countryside and you fell on that. And I was like, we ain't got no that. So, today, after, like, most of the day, I remembered that it was not the steel iron kind of, like, pokey bits, but it was actually stainless steel, flat, huge, kind of, like, sheet of metal but it was bent, like the very edge of the metal was bent upwards, you know, for like, you know, good like few centimeters. Because like that sheet of metal, like which was like I think like 2 meters by 5 meters, that ship was having like a pile of sand on it for construction. And we're kind of like jumping off the how should I put it? So it doesn't sound too bad. From the top of the garage that was not yet built, onto the sand. And once I kind of jumped on the sand, but did not reach it. And my knee got onto that bent edge of like the metal. So that piece of like, and like the triangular kind of like edge of it just kind of went straight into my knee. And because I was a post-USSR kid, two things happened. Of course, I did not say anything to anyone. I was like, I'm fine. All I did was basically cry a bit about it and like try to not have any of my shit. And basically, I was the one to like walk back to the countryside house. I get like peroxide, freaking flush down whatever's there with peroxide, any other chemicals, you know, from the like med kit, just like slap freaking plaster on it, and I was fine. Okay, it was painful, but I was okay. Like I didn't think much of it at the time, you know. It was just like annoying, and I had to like clean it up once again. But like the whole thing for me was to remember it only after my dad told me about it. I was like, oh my God, how the fuck does he remember? And he's just like having, you know, like flashbacks to the past due to the videos he's watching. He's like, oh yeah, like that happened. And I'm like, fuck, you know, like I forgot about it. And that was like, I presume about like 3 or 4 years prior to me flipping my fucking knees and having the whole situation of like, whatever the fuck that is floating in my knees, it's still there. Like, with my recent acquisition of trauma on my leg, with the X-rays, my knee was also X-rayed, and it's there. It's still there. That still fucking little piece of shit floating around in it, and I'm like, So, like, one of the things I have to negotiate with my doc, a surgeon, is for him to take it out and like check out the other knee, because fuck knows where. I did a lot of crazy shit when I was a kid. I mean, I'm still surprised how exactly I'm alive, but hey, stuff happens. Also today, taking out the freaking like, you know, leg out of the cast down, like, so just like leg looks like it was like, you know, I mean, it went through abuse, that's what it looks like. It's just like, you know, freaking blue purple with like yellow parts, like, you know, like it was smashed multiple times across. That's an abuse, bitch. And like, it's just thin, like it was starved to top it off. And I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. Like, I am like slowly putting weight on it so that I can recover it faster. Is like the whole sense of like not being able to like, you know, walk is frustrating the fuck out of me. I mean, I'm using the crutches for now, but like most of the times I'm like kangaroo across the holes on my one leg, one good leg. But like I just feel the strain on the leg real bad. Like I just like jump around for like a few minutes, or like stand even like when I just like lean against something for like 5, 10 minutes, I'm done, bro. I just I need to sit my ass down. You know, like it's just so much work apparently for me right now, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, and I truly want to recover faster, because like I hate this. I do not enjoy having a broken leg, honest to God. Like I'm just, you know, everybody's like, oh yeah, it's like you have to take your time when you're recovering. Blah, blah. Bitch, with what I have got like here. Like, thank you. Thank you for, you know, if you're genuinely, you know, being like, oh yeah, get well soon. Like, oh, okay. We're gonna be trying to do that. But, like, honestly, if we're honest. Like, I hope, like, they kind of like prognose that this shit is gonna get better only after like 8 to 16 weeks, 8 to 12 or 14 weeks, somewhere there. So it's kind of like 2 to 3 months. And like, I'm just like, what, week two post operation, and I'm already kind of like trying to slowly put weight on it when it should be still in the cast and not freaking bothered at all for another week. Am I crazy? Fuck yes. Fuck yes, I am, especially because like I just look at this leg and I'm like, this leg's getting to be yeti. Like, I like fuck the whole senses of like itchiness and whatnot. Like, just like one thing that's just annoying, the fuck out of me, is that it's cold. Like, I mean, it's cold in the house, but like this leg is just like, kind of feels like the metal inside of my leg is just like trying to like magnetize all the cold around me inside of it. Like, I don't try to attract cold. Bro, heat up. Like, I'm trying to stay warm. You getting cold is not a drink. Not helping. Not helping. Yeah. So, yeah. Kind of like, I have been and like watching up a bit more of the videos that my uncle sent me, so I got to the conclusion of a few things. So you could genuinely see that until the age of 5 years old, I was quite fine kid. Like, honestly, like everything was okay. Like, there were some issues, sure, but frankly, because I still have had father around me, it felt like a bit more normal because, you know, like girls, like, you know, children, when you take children, you know, girls are genuinely clinging to that a lot. And in the videos that I've seen, I'm like, oh yeah, like I do that. But that's kind of like, a-okay. And like the next year, which was 1998, onwards, I could see like the propellant of my kind of like child self into this kind of like kid. That's like lost. And then year 2000, I'm this child that's starved for attention and is neglected completely. Because like with the videos sent, I'm just like trying to get in front of the camera, I'm just trying to get in somebody's face, and I'm like, well, that poor child is being absolutely neglected. And it kind of like, you know, the whole you know, when you go into like psychology and stuff and you know, like, learn that. Then you analyze your own ass, you know, through videos of the past, because like genuinely, people right now, like any youngsters right now, they have more videos, you know, of them as kids. And right now, like, you know, whoever's been like in the last like 10, 15 years, they have more actual kind of like videos, digital, of them in existence. We were having VCRs, okay? Like, our videos were looking different. It was not digital. It was like, you know, you had to actually like have the camera that was recording stuff on the tapes, bro, tapes. And then you had to, you know, like, yeah, it was a long process basically. Because of that, like the only person wealthy enough in the family in the 90s at that time was uncle. He was like in, like, you know, working partially in film industry, just like his wife at the time. He's now like onto his second wife. So yeah, like he was the only one who could afford the camera. So he's the only one with the videotapes and everything else, because like in my humble opinion, I thought that we have nothing. Like, from that time, seen nothing there. Like, there's some photos done by grandma or somebody else who could, like, you know, afford to buy a camera with, like, you know, old Kodak with like film inside of it, which you had to develop and then just like process and then request the pictures to be, you know, like done for you. That shit. So because of that, there's a limited amount of pictures. And frankly enough, my mom was dumb cunt at some point to give like a stack of like photos to my little sister when she was like way younger than the age of 6 to play with the photos, because my biological mother is just like a drunkenness and shit. So that's how she was just like, you know, getting kids' attention somewhere else. And of course, my little sister, being like, I don't know, 3, 4 year old, like 5 year old, she was just like drawing on the photos, like ripping photos to shreds and shit like that. And there was no actual film left of the photos, so there's no way to reproduce them anymore. So yeah, I'm like, fantastic. So half of my freaking childhood gone. And whichever photos I managed to scavenge were basically from my school, and I look like a genuinely tired of life child. Like, it's just like it's same-ish process of like the tiredness, but then with the videos, you get to see like the person, like, you know, behavior acting, not only like the still image, and that just told me so much more. Like, looking like all of that, I'm like, holy shit, this, like, damn, if I could go back in time, you know, like, and see my younger self, I would hug that little kid. I would be just like, honey, you're gonna be fine. Like, an ask for, like, don't worry, baby, I'm here for you. Like, it's gonna be okay, baby. Like, it's alright. Like, all that shit. Because, like, that child looks stressed as fuck, in, like, full on depression, and, like, that just, like, the whole of the shittiness that was going on. It explains like the self-harm and like, you know, the depressive episodes and like and the suicidal episodes. So it's kind of like, it explains a lot in general sounds, even though it's dark as fuck. And then I was just sitting there analyzing a little bit, kind of like, you know when you go through, like, I mean, some will understand when you go through enough mental kind of like stress episodes in your life, or like, you know, like, your brain will automatically delete that shit, you know. So weirdly enough, I decided to just sit my ass down, you know, past few days, and to try and recollect some of the shit. You know, like, what, you know, from the top of my head, what do I remember? And it feels like if you could imagine, you know, like a whole, like, you know, like school boards, you know, like desk in the schools, you know, like old school ones where you write with chalk, you know, the chalkboard, you know, one of them. Now imagine like a huge ass that one, and like the whole of it, up to a half, like, or like the whole of it. Like, imagine, okay, like just the whole of it, representing my life up to now, is like completed with like a really detailed call, like chalk, like drawings and shit like that. Like, it's really detailed. And then now imagine that, like, the half of what's there is just erased. Like, it's just like partially, you know, like it looks like freaking zebra stripes and shit. You know? So I realized that even by now, I have had, like, until like recent, I think maybe recent years, so much stress and anxiety, you know, piling up until like maybe the age of 27, that most of the events until then were just like partially erased. Like, I still recollect what's going on, you know, like the timeline though is fucked up. Like, like, I genuinely have a sense of, like, when I'm at home, what happened there, you know, like, you know, marriage, divorce, all that shit. But like the rest of the shit, it's kind of like, it's still just like, might sound bad, but there was still so much anxiety that most of the times it was just, you know, half of it erased. I guess my own brain is like trying to be nice and protect me from, like, you don't need to remember this shit, bitch. Like, it never happened now. Like, it's like, see this? You don't see it anymore. It's not there, baby. It's gonna be fine. So I'm like, okay, whatever you're saying. So because of that, like, I sense that because of this kind of like erasure of my brain of like whatever that should happen, I'm more like right now literally trying to focus on the good stuff, on like more positive things, even though like there's stuff at work right now which I cannot comprehend for the life of me. So yeah, I don't know what exactly is possessing them people, but ignoring me in general sense ain't good. It's not a good thing. Like, I know I'm on a sick leave, but like, Even when you're on the sick leave, you kind of expect like once a week there's going to be like an email update, like, hey, or like a call when somebody calls you up and says, like, hey, this is what's been going on over the week. Like, what you up to? How are you doing? Like, just checking in. And none of that. Like, honey, it's the third week in a row when I'm, I want to say also myself, damn, like, just like in a sense of like not being able. Physical body out of the premises, but far too, like too far away for the sake that, help. And you ain't even bothered to call me up and ask me how I am. Like, you're expecting what me to call you up? Like, honey, I'm not the boss. Like, if I would be the boss, I would be doing that. I'd be like, okay, one of my employees is like, sick. Like, gotta go and check in with them, kind of like, or whoever's managing them. Just kind of like remind them to go and check in with my, employee. Like, what the fuck? They're my people. With this situation, like, I'm working with like top person, and that person is kind of like supposed to kind of like do leadership diligence, like checking up on me. None of it. The others, none of it. And like, I mean, I know the whole kind of like situation. There's like toxic environment with a lot of things that are being like literally unsolved. And genuinely, they need like besides a reality check, freaking therapy. But and to me, it's kind of like annoying in a sense, because like dudes, that's just rude. I mean, you can call yourself, like a badass bitch, like a bad stepmother. I don't give a fuck. You can call yourself whatever the fuck you want. You can believe whatever the fuck people are, yapping about you. You okay? But there's like certain things in like work that you must do for the sake of like, common sense. It's called common fucking sense, y'all. And even that is not done. And I'm like, that's just sad, like, just, I mean, could have been better, but no, like, more. I don't want to be whiny, but I'm 80. God, I sound bad. Yeah, so being salty as fuck as me right now. Yay. But then again, I was maybe somewhere sometime. Haha. Oh god, but yeah, like I'm just genuinely frustrated that I cannot do the bare basic thing of just like getting my ass out outside. Like I'm just like, I mean, I feel like a hikikomori kind of type of person right now, like at 100%, because like I'm just in a house, in the house, and I ain't leaving my room, bitch. Like I just like go like to the kitchen, like bathroom, dash it back. Like I, at some point I was like, I'm gonna hermit myself in, just gonna do it. Like that's what I'm doing right now. My joint is not really used to, some sun. Not to mention, like after all the tests that I had in the hospital, just right now I'm taking it so much better and it's annoying. And at the same time, it makes me kind of like question. It's like, I'm not like, what the fuck is me? My dietary issues is also fucked up. I cannot eat much. Like I'm eating even less than I ate in the hospital. Like that's how ridiculous this is. And I cannot push myself to eat more. The more I try to do that, the more it feels like the whole of the gag reflex is there, and it's like, but like nobody needs that. So, yeah, it's weird. I'm damn not about to fight my own freaking body with what it wants and what it wants to do. Hell no! Like once been there, done that, never again. So that's why it's kind of like I rely a lot on like the moments where genuinely just there's only one shop, but I get the food delivery from online kind of like resource here and there, but it's so fucking expensive, bro. And like it's like it's a mixture of shit. When you've been too long for too long on like the websites which allow you to give like to have a lot of selection, and you can just like conjure up whichever, like amount of what you want. and all that and blah blah. And in here, it just it doesn't work like that. And this shop has been like messing up the order almost every single time. Like 2 times out of 3, it would mess up the order. Like something, like one of the items would be absolutely completely something else, or one of the items would not be there at all, like gone. And I'm like, maybe delivery was just like fucking around with stuff. But then I'm like, I don't know. Like, you cannot really call up the shop now to ask them for like, photo proofing or something, because they don't do that. So, and you've got nobody to like, what, complain to? Really? So yeah. Because that's a little bit annoying. What's wrong with this thing? I mean, it's getting fucking shit, but like, oh my god, can you warm up, bro? Like, you're just cold. Like, the man, what is it? You're just cold, bro. Like, get some sense inside of yourself. Anyway, annoying little moments of life. And that's why I just like, what I'm doing lately is just a lot of League, bro. Even like some of the series, like the anime I was watching, finished. And they're like, oh, yes, see you in the next season. And only a few of them got to the next season. And I'm like, fuck yeah. But it's still ongoing, so you have to wait a week before you see another episode. And I'm like, oh, fuck. The genuine, typical issues of otaku. So yeah, and stop it off because I'm I didn't get much to do either way, besides like putting a lot of pressure artistic pressure on my illustrator, and getting him to just draw the weirdest ever stuff. But I'm like, yeah, but that's going for the cause of my writing, so better make it good. So yeah. I mean, if he doesn't kill me, I'm gonna be appreciative of that. Honestly, I've done like a shit ton of like work within like 5 hours in one of my books, and now it looks good. It actually looks good in like E option, because like I spent days, not even like fucking weeks, bro, on the printed version. That's why it looks amazing, print option. But I have not done shit for the E version, and I've like spend time now on the ebook option, so much time with like editing, the shit out of it, that now the e option also looks fucking decent. And I'm like, achievement, I actually have finally the editing software for it that does the job. But it's still a bit of a pain in the ass with that software, because it's like all over the place and you have to edit manually every single page. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm not complaining. I'm doing the stuff that I should do as a, a writer. Simultaneously, I launched two more of my courses, and they're doing well. But rather funny enough, the two courses is basically the two, like three selected chapters out of the main course. So if people decide to go for like, if you don't want the whole thing, you want just like the piece of a thing, there you go. Like, now you just go knock yourself out. That's like, if you have a kick out of it, do it. And because like still the option of like video footage was too big, I could not put it as free, but I can run free promotions on it. So like now, as I've launched it. But like I kind of feel like partially maybe there's bots, so I don't know. But yeah, like I got the courses sorted, I got the book sorted. Like I'm sorting illustrations for another one, and once that's gonna be done, we can launch a bit more of other shit and see how that works. And yeah, we'll see. But like genuinely, I'm quite satisfied with what I'm doing. Although sometimes I'm just like, how you beat yourself up because like, oh, I'm not doing anything, I'm a lazy piece of shit. I'm not. I'm not. Bitch, I'm not. It's like, I mean, I beat myself up occasionally because like it feels like I'm not doing shit, but like my brain is in so much constant, I wouldn't say outrage, but like work, that it just like goes in overdrive way too often lately. And it feels like it's like I got out barely out of one burnout to get like close into the second burnout, and I'm like, okay, this is not good. So occasionally I'm just like nearing a burnout, and then I'm just like, nah. Or just like whenever I have like enough energy, I just go like overboard with it, and then I have another burnout, and I'm like, fuck. And then I need like time to regain any energy, but because every single time I regain the energy, I go overboard with it, with like overdoing shit, and not kind of like. It's like I'm not resourceful with the energy that I've got. I just like I go overboard with it. Like the moment I get like, you know, half a cup going or like a cup, I just go full blown energy, like, you know, full, like everything wasted in one day, just like on stuff. And I'm like full blown like managing shit, sorting out stuff. Like 1, 2 days, I'm just like overboard, like, you know, going there, like doing shit. Online. And like, then the resource of the energy is like gone, and I'm like, okay, so now I have to wait until it refills because like now I have nothing to work from. And I'm there like, oh yeah, okay, so what are we doing? Okay, league. So that's how I started to literally, I wouldn't say waste my time, but kind of like waste my time like playing league. And because I don't like the typical map, you know, that everybody's like, you know, pro gamers go there. I'm like the fuck that goes into Aram all the fucking time. Like it's faster. Like you don't have to choose your character necessarily. You're gonna be slapped with options, you know, whichever, like if you got rerolls and if you can trade your character, but like that's gonna be it, babe. Like then it's all to, you know, lucky chance and some skills. Good luck, bitch. So the weirdest ever funny games like you play, honestly. But with some games I'm not even like sad at all that I'm losing, even if I'm losing, because like sometimes I have like winning streaks of like, you know, a bunch of games in a row just like winning, winning, winning. And then I have like losing streaks of like a bunch of games in a row just like occasionally I just win. I'm like, wow. Looking back on this kind of like it's changing. But it's fun. So I enjoy it. Although sometimes I see in the game chat the most funny kind of people ever, because there's like you know when your team starts to chat and the enemy team starts to chat shit in like all chat, and the interactions are just hilarious. Or like pre-game chat where like everybody's like the character, and in the chat goes like, "We need tank," and somebody else is just like, "This is wrong, bro." Like your typical physics on like the you know like with picking the lane is not gonna work here. Like, bitch, we ain't got junglers and like AD carries and like top laners and like mid laners and supports. No, in here you have randomization. In whichever shit is gonna slap you, that's gonna be a new bro. Because like not gonna get to shop if you're dead. Like that's like if you're dead, that's the only time you go to shop. But like if you're surviving, you better try as much with whatever you know the heck you have. So it's that moment when you play a lot of mages and then you get literally like to the point of like not having mana. And then you just kinda like go around like the health spots like it to just like you know for the cooldown to go and for you to kind of like heal up a bit so you have mana, although you have full HP, you have full health, but you ain't got no magic mana, and you're like, fuck. But yeah, but the potions ain't saving your ass for too long, so yeah. Gamer stuff, huh? And that's why I was kind of thinking that maybe, as per one of the requests some 5 years ago, I stream. I don't know. Like it would be weird. Not to mention how the, like I cannot sit per se at the desk. So like my microphone would be like random, or I'd just be like, what? You would hear my voice because I'm like, I wouldn't say lazy cunt, but yeah. You would hear my voice, you would not see my face. Like, how long would you survive with that? Although, I mean, like, some people are crazy, so that might have actually been pulled off. So I don't know. But yeah, Twitch streaming, I don't know. Like, I can imagine, like, the moment I go into, like, Twitch streaming, I would have, I'm, like, A-okay. Like, person that games. Like, I still hate. Like, I know I got in the game when it was, like, season 3. But me, I still hate fucking items. I'll be honest. I've never really sat down to go through all the fucking items, their passives, their kind of like percentage. I don't do the game maps. I don't. I just like get whatever shit I feel like getting in the moment. With like, is it gonna work? I don't know. I'm not good with runes either. Like, I just, whatever was there pre-programmed, I'm just trying to kind of like navigate around it for a bit there, and I'm just gotta. Whatever, smack it against the wall, see if it sticks. Basically, my approach. So, I just feel like if I go there, some people would actually like. I just see some gamers as sizzling, just sizzling. I'm like, you got the wrong item, you got the wrong rune, what the heck? Like, oh, I know, like that was the whole fucking thing, bro. I don't pay attention to it. Like, why? But I'm doing it for fun, yo. Like, it's like I feel, I mean, odd. I mean, in a sense, it's funny, but I don't know if I can pull off like professional gaming. Might, but not sure. I mean, if it's something that's pretty dope, but like out of like all the games that I've been a part of, like I'm just crazy when it comes to some games. Like if I see a game is really interesting, I'll go ballistics. Like when I was introduced to the game of like Terra, Fate of Aaron, it took me 2 months. 2 months to go from level 0, level 1, to fucking level 65. 2 months. And that was at a time when game was more difficult. Like you could not level up that fast. Like you had to take like time, hours to level the fuck up because it was way harder. This crazy bitch, I had not made any friends online. I was just like, oh, I'm gonna, I hated dungeons. I would solo dungeons on my own with one of the most difficult characters in the game, which is Mystic. I could summon kind of like the three characters, but like only the two would be there simultaneously, and the others could like could not be there simultaneously. And they had a huge, but like I managed to go into the game, see that there's a cool ride with the dragon, like a T-Rex thingy. Then I had to go across like fucking random ass locations like certain spots of rocks to interact with the rocks to get the freaking ride eventually. Because I'm like, I'm gonna get that T-Rex, motherfucker. And then after some time, the freaking Pegasus was introduced for riding and shit. And I was like, fuck you guys. Like, the T-Rex things were like the shit when I was there. The hell, man. Yeah, like, I was so stoked about the game. So I just literally, like, went from 0 to, like, top level in 2 months. Like, so I would just literally go to bed at like 1, 2 in the morning, wake up like with alarm clock at like 7 something, 8 something, eat and just game. And I would game like freaking like my life depended on it. And I was just like too obsessed with it because I was like, I need to get this and then I need to get this and then I need to, like, I was so invested in the story, like so fucking obsessed with it. It's kind of like, well, what's next? And there's this character that I was like literally drooling over, and I was like, I want to see him more, like I want to see more of him, like in the sure cinematics, like that guy. And whenever I'd see him, I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm a little weird, I'm alive. And so when I reached the top level of the game, I was like, oh. And then it kind of like kicked in that there's nothing else to do. And I would use the game like once a few years. And if there's updates, I would just like go through the whole storyline within a day or like two. Like just like that's how fast it became to level up and to just like go through the storyline. And I was like, but like that moment when they killed off my favorite NPC, and I was like, you fucks, like how dare you? I just like this sexy motherfucker was there, like keeping the whole game. Now you just, you know, just this is your, this is what he gets now. How dare you? It's like the hero, innit? Like why are you so? So I was kind of sad about it. So that's why I was like, But I still went through like the top, like what you get out of it, storyline wise, and I was like, kind of like you can see the cliffhanger of the story, like they're trying to develop it further and blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah, it's not the same without him, it's not the same. So yeah, it's kind of like that, and then just like the whole thing with dungeons and just like raiding dungeons and playing with other players, like I'm shit at talking online is even more shit. Like, I have been pretty good at like making friends online when I was like up until the age of like 18, I think, or like 17. After that, no. It's just like the whole skill just turned off. Like I was just like, no. I mean, the amount of dick pics and like weird people in general who would message me, like that just put me off so much. I was like, I don't want to even message people. And now if you message people online, it feels like, you know, like everybody's like trying to sell somebody something or trying to get gains from someone. That's why I'm just like, yeah, no. And the same with like games. Sometimes you just, you know, you kind of make friends whilst you're just like getting into the fights, and then you're helping someone or healing someone if they're kind of like in a dangerous situation. But at the same time, there might be a moment when you just literally see that you're just a menace and nobody needs you, and they get mad at you for just like interacting with them or healing them or just like supporting them and shit, and they're like, get out, like nobody needs that, so why would I do it? So yeah, and because of it, it's kind of funny how more and more online is like, oh yeah, how is it to make friends after like, you know, you turn 30 and then you fucking go summoning demons and shit. I'm getting closer to that. I'm just like starting to accept the idea that maybe I should too go just like freaking in the woods, do the whole summoning circle. I don't know, just summon some freaking entity from, you know, freaking not Cthulhu, fuck that. Like, we're not going Lovecraft with this shit. No. But yeah, like generally something, you know, it's kind of like, hey, dude, like, you know, mythical creature, I would do that, like, freaking. I mean, if like I could like not just summon the creature, but like actually physically see it, not in the mind's eye, but like physically see this creature, and for this like, you know, creature to like physically manifest itself, shit. I'd be like, okay, no, right, husband, family, fuck that. I got this magical beast. I mean, nagging my ass 24/7, checking me in, kind of, did you eat? I mean, yeah, I'd enjoy that. So, I don't think that it would be a bad idea, like at all. I think that it would be actually quite cool. But if it's something huge, and that doesn't, I mean, if it's something that does not fit in the room, I cannot imagine how, and you know, hard it would be, like, or something that's really furry. Fuck. Genuinely fighting it out with it, like, no, bro, this is my bed. No, it's my bed. That's it. I mean, like, if it's something huge and dangerous, you know, like murder mittens or like danger noodle. I mean, if it's if it's anything, like, you know, like, okay, like, bro, this is your house now. I'm moving out. I'm moving with you. Fuck, now you're staying there. Oh, dude. I kind of love spiders, but I kind of hate spiders. I'm afraid of spiders, is what I am. Or I can probably confess. And like the other day when I went to the bathroom, spider, I'm like, And there's some things on, like print on it. I'm like, Yeah, I was racing, you can't believe it. Like, Like, I've seen, like, dudes like you do some, like, real bad shit. I remember the outbreak of them spiders back in the UK when, like, a lot of people were bitten and just, like, there was, like, necrosis and shit from the bite. Yeah, like, I still remember that dude with, like, who was bitten by a spider on a football field, and he literally had to amputate the leg afterwards. So, like that, man. No. So, yeah, like, that's why, like, I'm just too, yeah, I'm not okay with spiders. Like, that moment when a friend of mine is like, oh, yeah, like, what? Like, well, not a friend, it's basically a good one with, she's from Australia. And, like, when she said she's from Australia, I was like, and she was like, you should come over, it's so cool, like in Sydney, like, and all that. I'm like, listening to her, and I'm like, I believe you, like, I trust you, bro, but spiders, I don't like, I mean, there's also spider seasons in UK where it's kind of like you go around just spiders everywhere, but they're small, and you get like big spiders, but not so often. But there, it's like huge ass motherfuckers, and like, that even the occasional, like, spider ring. That, like, no, just no, like, that's like a concoction, like, for me to just, like, go insane, like, go psychotic episode with painkiller and shit. But that's not really gonna work because those kind of like buggers that get agitated and they don't really scare around, they might actually go against the odds something, so nobody needs that. So, yeah, but yeah. Also ordered the one of them kind of like Oracle decks, Tarot and Ouija and shit, that I looked forward to a really long time. Like, I was looking at the specific deck for like eons, and I was like, that's so expensive, but it has 200 cards in it. Like, can you fucking imagine 200 cards? And they're round. They're called tea leaf, like, oracle deck. And there's kind of like multiple decks in there, and like divided within like things, topics, ideas. I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, I like the art. But not that I like the art. I like the two facts that there's so much of them in, that they're round. Like, I have not held like round cards in my hands yet. And I really want to touch, like, I want to go, like, touch feel with it. Like, get close and personal. So, yeah. But yeah, cards. One of the other things that I think, like, might put off some people is that cards, like, yeah, tarot and whatnot, doing readings. I mean, I'm not necessarily sure if I can do readings for other people. I might be able to, but, like, I don't want to. I'm like, I'm getting like tired as is when I'm doing readings for myself because for some goddamn reason I rather what easier for me to connect to whatever to do proper readings when it's past midnight or like late in the evening, like right like hours before I go to bed, and it takes me hours to kind of like go through it, see it, and just kind of like understand it. But I'm evolutioning in that regard, so basically whenever it's just like is being thrown out just like inside of like my intuitional kind of like sense, I already have the idea of like what it's about, and I get the answer faster, sort of like meaning, significance. And that's why when I now watch some of the readings online, I'm like, that is not making sense. Some of the readings I see, and I'm like, the cards and the message ain't making fucking sense. Like, girl, we can know the meaning of the cards. Like, But like that's not what these cards are on about. Because like there's like, I mean, there's different meanings in like upright, reverse, and there's like also the meanings in like interpretation to the other cards. And like whenever I see some of the readings, I'm like, that's not what the cards are about. Like something else is like entirely in there. And the moment I actually went into like thorough Rider-Waite, and there's like also the significance of like how many upright or reversed specific cards are repeated, and there's like a specific meaning to that as well. And I'm like, holy shit! So it's not just with the cards, the typical of like, oh yeah, which zodiac sign it is, or like which attribute of like, element it is. There's also the timing, which you can count actually, which is cool to know, and the significance of the card, kind of like when you go into the whole history of it, what it means. So I actually had to go through the whole of a course online to actually know more about the meaning of the cards and their history, to get a better picture and clarity on them in general. So it's not like I never had the book which told me about the history of tarot. I read that, but it was not enough. It's like, apparently that's my INTP kind of trait. And that's why I just need more information. I'm gonna dig it up endlessly until I'm satisfied at some point. But like, it's a morbid curiosity that's not really satisfied. It's just like, you just add information on top of information. It's like forever kind of like, I want to know. So yeah, I guess like that's what it would, even like what I'm doing in my projects and in like the job, if it's not like mentally stimulating enough, I find it boring really fast. Like too fast to be honest. Like the moment I decode something, I'm like, it's not interesting anymore. I think the same goes for like me and people. So when I meet new people, I'm like, oh yeah, you're so cool. But the moment the person, I figure out the workings of the mind of this person, their kind of like habitual traits, how they react to stuff, and like interest things, and in general, I can already kind of predict what they're gonna do. At the moment it gets there, I'm like, bye. I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna know everything, especially if the person is not open to change, or like if they're open to change but they're changing within a specific narrow path or like specific like thing, and I see it, I can already kind of like predict the outcome. It's ridiculous. It's kind of like you see and then you see the patterns and then you're like, I knew it, I knew it. And then it's getting sad because like, now I'm bored. Where the fuck do I direct my attention again? Like, not everywhere you find it as a good trait, because like when you, especially when somebody's like there and they're like the neurotypicals and they're like asking you for your opinion, you're like, oh yeah, and then you share your opinion about topic, person, thing, issue in general, especially when it gets to like, what can you tell me about me? And if I do, people get offended really fast. They don't like a dose of reality. Like, this is what I see, this is what it is. Like, I don't even, I mean, you explain to me your emotional like side of it, like your emotional backing to your like doing, cool, good for you. Like, I mean, I kind of saw it coming, you're not gonna believe it, but yeah, I mean, my brain just functions quite. People just don't like it. Either that, or they're like, yeah, we're gonna need that. Especially for some reason, I'm creative. Like, not really creative feels, but like around me, I've not had like that many people who would be like fascinated or like willing to just genuinely work with me that much because of my smarts. They just kind of like are not happy with it. It's kind of sad. I mean, maybe that's why I changed so many jobs, because the moment I understand how the job works and like I see their flaws and I'm trying to talk to them and they ignore me, I'm like, I'm trying to hold a conversation. I'm trying to literally like poke you in directions of what I see that is not, you know, fit, or that's like wrong, or that's like could be improved, you know, for greater good. Because like genuinely, I'm going for like, you know, improvement and like, you know, betterment. And then when I'm getting ignored and just like obviously kind of like ostracized, you know, like pushed out, like that's it feels like, you know, like kids in the kindergarten, like, you know, like I don't like what you're saying, I'm gonna tell on you to my mother. Back on mouthful of shit. But yeah, like yeah, because of it, I've got like so much into trouble throughout my life. Because like I'll say stuff and people get offended, or like I say stuff and I mean it like in a linear sense, like in direct sense, and people would be like, "Oh yeah, but there's like a meaning to what you're saying, like underlying meaning." There's no underlying meaning, bitch. Like I'm saying it because like I'm saying it. The amount of times it got me in trouble, like. All the people that were like trying to persuade me that my words had an underlying meaning when they didn't. Like the crazy narcissistic gaslighting bunch. Oh my god. But yeah, people. And only now we have more and more understanding into neurodivergence. But yet the boomers, not like most people around me, they still have like trouble of like accepting it and understanding it, and they're still kind of like too stubborn in their old ways. So, well, hopefully, I get my ass out somewhere where there's more people with understanding and acceptance and more open-mindedness, but not the open-mindedness that's being kind of like thought about in South Korea, in Hongdae. And the amount of like the stories that I see online about it, like, oh my god. Yeah, it's kind of like same in UK when people just come up to you, or like any other European place where people just come up to you asking like, "Are you Natasha?" Same shit. Same shit with Hongdae open-mindedness. Like honestly, like if not worse. So yeah, stuff. So we'll try to go in game now. Good luck.